This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Hey, 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 how you doing? Hour number two. If you missed hour number one and our look back at Barbara Bush, you can go back and get that on the podcast. But Lady Ashley Papa's with us in this hour in the ladies' lounge, and we're excited about that. We'll also take your calls, 888-340-3373. You got questions about relationships? We've never done this before, but I'm going to spring it on Ashley. You got questions about relationships? You got something in your head? You're thinking, oh, maybe I should do something different than I've done in the past. I'm gonna let you ask Ashley your question if you have one. 888-340-3373, and we will take your calls on our other topics as well later in the hour. Just wanted to say thank you once again for all of you that join us every week. It is such an honor to have your faithful listenership. All these years, we're about to flip over our 10th year of being on the air on Saturday nights, and that's really remarkable when you think about it. I can't even... I don't even remember what happened last week most times. So to say that we've been on the air for 10 years is pretty cool to me. Well, every week in the second hour of the show, we like to open up what's called the Ladies Lounge. It's a little invention we did from weeknight radio we used to do a long time ago. And it's where the brilliant women of media gather and give me their brilliance one-on-one as we talk about a variety of topics. And this week, we are glad to welcome back Lady Ashley Papa, who's been a longtime contributor. In fact, she was with the original group, the five original ladies that appeared in the Ladies Lounge all the way back 4 or 5 years ago now, and she's been with us ever since, sometimes not as often on Saturday nights, but we're always glad to have her back. And Ashley, it's good to have you. Thanks for being here. Ashley Papa, are you there?
Yeah, I am here.
Oh, there you go.
Hello.
We didn't have you in the mix. That was the foible on our end. No worries about that. And I was telling everybody last hour, you've mm-hmm. added to your credentials now. Because here's mm-hmm. the thing. You can be a relationship writer, and as long as you're single, nobody knows if you really know what you're talking about or not. But something happened this last week, and I'm more than happy to let you tell the whole world what it was.
Yeah, well, I'm no longer the... You know, well, I'm officially engaged, so yeah. I'm off the market. So, but, you know, that contributes a lot to my articles because I went from being single to dating to now engaged. So I think I do have more creds to provide more useful advice.
Yeah, I think you do. And as long as that relationship goes in the right mm-hmm. direction, you can continue to give wisdom to people forever. Now, there's yes. no pressure in that, Ashley. Just because other people,
well,
you know, end up getting it wrong. I mean, just be perfect. The rest of your life, nobody will question anything you've ever written.
No, well, I am pretty much perfect, right, Kevin?
Pretty much in every way. You and Mary Poppins. Practically
yep.
perfect. Anyway, hey, welcome back, friends. Good to have you. And congrats.
Thank you.
In all seriousness, congratulations. In fact, it was funny. All it was, I was sitting at home one morning, and this picture popped up on my text. I'm like, what is this? And I didn't have my glasses on, so it was just somebody's hand. I'm like, who texted me a picture of their hand? And I'm looking, and I can't read the thing, and I'm fumbling for my glasses, and finally, then I put them on, and oh, it's a hand with a ring on it. And it was Ashley. So I was very happy for you, Ashley. It's very exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, and she's also the author of Vixen Investigations, The Mayoral Affairs, which is it's actually a really cool fictional novel. But she has taken all of the input that her different columns have had, and they put it into this one narrative where you can get some really practical help in terms of relationships through reading this book. It's really cool. I hope you'll pick up a copy. You saw the cover there on Biz TV's screen if you were watching, and you can get a copy on Amazon even tonight as we chat about things. Now, Ashley, you've sent me a number of articles of stuff that you've written recently. And I was very, I don't know, I guess the word would be intrigued with one right off the bat, because I think that it is one of those things that so many people, they don't, when the word obsessed is kind of a bad word, right? So we don't always like to be told that we're obsessing about something. But let's be perfectly honest here. Most people obsess about their relationships, right?
Oh, definitely. Especially a new love interest.
Well, do you think women more so than men, or is it about the same?
I think it might be about even. I think women a little bit more so, because they tend to fall in love quicker and harder.
Well, and the interesting thing about obsession is that it's not usually very reliable. So you've penned this article, How to Stop Obsessing Over a Past Relationship. Now, what is it about past relationships that make them so obsessible? Is it because we're no longer in them and we're thinking back to all the things we did wrong? Or what is it about? Because I would think that you might be obsessing more about the one that might be coming up, or, you know, how you want to focus your life into being something else for the one that you might even have now. But what's with the obsessing about a past relationship?
Well, I think a lot depends on if you were the person who was dumped. So if you were the one who let go of somebody, you might not be obsessing over them as much. But if you were the one that was dumped by somebody, you're probably still obsessing over that ex. So I think that's where, you know, this comes from. It's one of the more stronger obsessions.
Okay. Well, what are some things that can be done to get out of that mold? Because I'm assuming by the title of the article, your take on it is it's not healthy to do that.
No, definitely not. I think one of the first things you do is, if you find you're kind of, you know, fixated on your ex, is to get off social media for a bit, because I think that's one of the main culprits. You know, because it's so easy to just keep stalking them and seeing what they're up to and see who they're dating. And, you know, it can be really damaging to, you know, your self-esteem, and also just trying to get over them. It's really going to set you back. So get off social media, delete them if you need to, just block them so you're not tempted to check out their social media.
How definitively did social media impact relational health when it came about?
I think we talked about this a lot. I think social media has some good things and bad things. I think for relationships, it really makes it harder to move on, because you just have more access to kind of see what they're up to, see who they're dating. And, you know, in the past, you weren't able to do that. Like, if anything, you'd maybe run into them, you know, and that's about it.
Awkwardly, like, at the grocery store or something, yeah.
Exactly. And nowadays, it's like, if you just, maybe you, like, drink too much or something, and all of a sudden you just, you know, you've been strong, but now, like, you're checking out their social media pages and seeing what they're up to, you might accidentally message them or like a post or something, and it could kind of set you back in your, you know, recovery.
That's an interesting take on this, and I have this whole theory about men and women and what they like on social media, and we've never explored it, and I don't want to leave the topic of your article, but if I can be permitted to, just for a second. Okay, I have a very attractive bride, and I've noticed that there are family members and friends of ours that are friends with both of us on social media, but there's a particular subset of those friends that if there is a picture on my page that she's in, if there's a picture on her page where she's in, especially if she's alone in the picture, that these subsets of friends will like immediately, like they like it every time. The pictures of the kids and the pictures of the whatever else, you know, is going on, it sometimes is a little lagging in some of those subsets. And I'm like, you know, social media betrays people's behavior and even thoughts to some degree, because you kind of see, oh, that subset of people, they're kind of crushing on the bride there.
Right. Oh, I mean, I get it. I get where you're coming from. I've seen it myself. Certain people liking posts of mine that, where I'm the only one in it, whereas if I post something of me and my now fiance, like, they're not liking that picture.
Yeah, it's crickets.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
you know, so it kind of creates this, like, false, like, impression. Or it could even have the other person thinking, oh, they're posting a picture by themselves. Maybe they broke up with their boyfriend or husband or fiancé.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
Well, I've wondered, you know, like, how social media works sometimes with, because different married couples have different principles about social media. Like, I actually know some couples that won't have individual social media accounts because they don't want to engage private conversation offline with people of the opposite gender that they're not married to. Which, you know, in some circles you say that and people are like, wow, you're talking about like Stepford Wife, you know, Amish country or something there. I don't know that it's quite that bad, but it is interesting. I think social media has had a huge impact on how people conduct their relationships and how people conduct themselves when they're not in relationships to some degree.
Oh, definitely, I agree. And, you know, I think that's actually become a trend for couples to get like almost like a joint account.
Yeah.
So it's not just like, you know, just the one person, it's them as a couple. But I think that it has like a trust level to it. Like, I mean, I don't feel the need to do that with my fiance because if...
Hold that thought, Ashley. We're going to come right back. We're talking relationships tonight, live from New York.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you.
Glad to have you back with us. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio 9 Live, live from New York. And we love to talk about all kinds of different things in the Ladies' Lounge each week. But Ashley Papa's back with us, our relationship guru, and we're talking about this issue of obsessing over past relationships. We only got to the first thing on her list, and she said, get off social media for a bit. I agree with her on that. And social media, again, we could do a whole series of shows, Ashley, on. In fact, I think we have. If we pieced them all together. But I want to get to the rest of the stuff. You say resist the temptation to stage run-ins. People do this?
Yeah, I think if they know that their ex, you know, goes to the gym at a certain time, goes to the coffee shop at a certain time, they'll kind of plan to, you know, accidentally run into them and, you know, just, and they'll purposely make themselves look good. And, you know, they do this on, like I said, on purpose. And I think it's, you know, you have to resist doing that. Like, just try to avoid any kind of run-in communication as possible.
Well, and I guess when do you draw the line and say, okay, that relationship is absolutely never coming back? Because that sounds like the behavior of somebody who would be holding out hope that maybe a reunion is possible.
Yeah, well, I think, like, it's pretty common, and if the breakup's not mutual, it could be really hard for the person who was, you know, dumped, and they might be trying to do everything they can to try and, you know, they miss seeing this person, so they'll do what they can to stalk them on social media, stage run-ins just to get that little feeling of, you know, hope that might still be there. And I think it just takes time and a lot of, like, self care to really get over someone.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think this is part of just the moving on phase.
I think when breakups are even still mutual, I think if you had something that was of some substance, there's a lot of temptation to fall back into something that's very comfortable for short periods of time. You say get rid of ex reminders as well, which is their pictures, the gifts they gave you.
Yeah.
What to what degree do you take that? How seriously do you take that?
I mean, I think you just get rid of anything that like reminds you of them. That could be like maybe a shirt that you started wearing of theirs to sleep in, a picture, a little memento they gave you. Like all this little stuff, it just triggers all these memories, and that can, you know, it brings back good memories, but it also brings up bad memories because you're not with them anymore. So I think hiding them, get rid of them, just put them somewhere else so you don't see them on a daily basis, that, you know, that will help you stop obsessing and kind of help in the process of moving on.
Does jewelry fall into that category?
Definitely. I think if they gave you a special, like necklace, anything, just anything that reminds, you know, you of them. If you're not really that, if you don't really, if they gave you a piece of jewelry that you really love and doesn't make you think of them, but, you know, you just think that you really like the piece of jewelry and you look fabulous in it, then keep it. I think if it really has an impact on how you feel, like when you look at this ring or you look at this necklace and you automatically think of them and when they gave it to you and it brings back all these feelings, you might need to just put it away for a while until, you know, you can kind of wear it without thinking of them.
You say don't contact them. Seriously.
Yeah. So seriously, like, delete their number. You know, if you get drunk and you're tempted to drunk dial or something, you know, if you at least delete the number, you won't be able to. So just
well, do you have to
not reach out to them?
Does that mean you should unfriend them from all your social media as well, then?
Yes. If you can't be friends with them on social media, if you can't have their number in your phone without you being tempted to reach out, then you need to delete that number, or else you're never going to move on, or it's going to be really harder. It's going to be a lot harder to move on. So, you know, do yourself, if you need to, write down their number and on a piece of paper and hide it somewhere, and then delete their number from your phone. So if you feel like you've moved on, but you want to keep their number, then maybe later you can add it back in. But I think for right. the time being, just, you know, hide that number from your phone.
You say, and this is kind of important, get support from friends.
Yeah, I think having that support from your friends is probably one of the most helpful things, because they'll keep you busy. They'll keep your mind off of it. So I think try and surround yourself with your most supportive friends as possible.
You have something on here I had not thought of. Plan a vacation?
Definitely. I think planning a vacation, when you plan a vacation, it really gives you something to look forward to. It kind of gets your mind off of anything else. So I think if you're going through a breakup and you feel like you're obsessing over your ex still, planning a vacation, again, it will give you something to look forward to. And when you're there, you're kind of enjoying this atmosphere, whether you're alone or with a friend, you're enjoying this atmosphere without them. So again, it kind of gets your mind off things, and it's, you know, it's kind of empowering to take a trip,
yeah.
whether it's by yourself
or
with a friend.
Making different memories, obviously, you know, potential for significant memories without them in it. Move or redecorate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, maybe it's just like a change that you need. And like this feeling of moving or redecorating can kind of give you like a feeling of anew. So, you know, it's even just by changing up the decor in your room or rearranging furniture, moving to a new apartment, just anything that will kind of make you feel like you're starting over and like kind of, you know, clean slate, that can be very helpful too.
Yeah. This is kind of obvious, but you say start dating again.
Yeah, so, you know, it might be hard to think, like, oh, about falling in love again, but if you start dating again, like, just kind of putting yourself out there just to get the experience of being with different people and meeting different people, it can help you as well. I think sometimes if you're still obsessing, you'll start comparing this person to your ex, but if you look at it as just, like, you know, a practice round and to get experience, then it could be helpful.
One of the things that I think people are hesitant to do because it requires a different kind of admission about yourself, but you say get professional support.
Yeah, I think some people are hesitant to do this because it might make them think that there's something seriously wrong with them, but a lot of therapists nowadays, like, this is something they deal with a lot with their patients, is relationships and trying to move on from an ex. So it could be very helpful to you. And, it, you know, it's somebody who you can talk to who's, you know, not biased and not going to give you, like, the kind of advice a friend would give you, but would give you really sound advice and really help you to move on. So that's another option.
Well, these are all helpful. And, friends, if you want to find out more, she wrote them for Stylecaster, and we'll link it up at the social media, How to Stop Obsessing Over a Past Relationship. Ashley Papa has stopped obsessing about all of her past relationships.
Yes.
Because she is now happily on the path to bridalhood. And do we know a date yet, Ashley? When's the big day going down?
I'm thinking May of next year.
All right.
I need some time to plan.
It give you the right amount of time, because you can't have too short a time. Then you'll be crowded and crazy and everything else. But you don't want to put it off.
Yeah,
you
know,
one of the things I don't understand are people that like get engaged and then like 3 years later they still haven't put a date on the calendar yet. To me, that doesn't really make a lot of sense. But it does happen some. But anyway.
Oh, definitely.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Radio Night Live, and it's the music of the Hot Sardines. There are, what we call them, our house band. They do all the music for us. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. Appreciate Ashley staying up late with us on a Saturday night to teach us how to not obsess over past relationship. You know, sometimes, we're our own worst enemies. I mean, when you think about it, especially in that arena, when something has come to an end, if you are not more in control of your emotions than they are of you, you can make some really stupid choices, and it doesn't go good from there. But maybe you got some thoughts about it, or even some questions. Line one, Frank is calling from Des Moines. Frank, it wouldn't be a Saturday night if I didn't get to hear from you. Thank you for your call.
Well, Kevin, I guess you're the relationship expert now, huh?
I don't know.
Ashley leave?
She did. She had to run. She wasn't able to stay extra
innings for us. Well, I'll describe this phenomenon for you. I want to know if I'm the only one out here.
Okay.
I'm 60 years old. I was married for 20 years. I had another significant relationship for 15. So I've been involved in relationships 35 years of my life.
Okay.
I've had a couple attempts at online dating. I met one gal online for about a year. But I'm finding that I attract a certain grade of woman, and I'm not saying that's right, wrong, but I see if I'm walking in a mall or I'm walking down the street and I see these same caliber of women that I would that I might get 20 approaches on an internet dating thing, these same type of women won't lift their eye and look at you.
Hmm.
And I'm wondering if we're not losing our flirtation skills, where we used to make eye contact, because the eyes is the most important thing in a relationship, is when you have that magnetic eye contact.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
And I'm wondering if women aren't dictating the terms and becoming so socially isolated that they would rather meet a guy online then meet someone on the street or in a church or in a mall or in a library or something. I just wonder if we're losing our flirting skills.
You know what's interesting about your question, Frank, and this kind of goes back to what I was talking to Ashley about in the first segment with her. I think that social media and the internet and dating apps are basically an extension of social media, right? So the social media was around first, but then everybody discovered, hey, here's how we can use it to connect people in the dating scene. I think it really has changed the human dynamic in terms of how we interact with each other, because it's not just flirtation, it's the whole dance of introducing yourself and how you break that barrier. People seem more brave behind their keyboard, and so I think they also feel more safe. So they may say things and do things behind their keyboard that they're just not comfortable doing, you know, in real life anymore. And I think, to your point, it's kind of reinforcing it.
Well, I caught something on Fox News the other night about millennials, and somebody was on speaking about millennials that the millennial thing is to hook up.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know the word date. They don't even know how to approach the word date. They have the concept of dating in their mind is irrelevant and doesn't register with them. And I see a lot of lonely people in the world that are awkward and don't know how to connect.
Right.
And I don't mean connect in a physical way. I'm talking about connecting in an emotional level in some flirtation type thing where you decide whether you are physically, emotionally attracted to someone else and you want to continue seeing these people. People don't even know how to do that.
No, I think you're right. And it's funny you mentioned Fox, because there was a story on the news side of Fox this last week. There's a professor, and I'm trying to remember the school that she's at. But she deals with human psychology or somehow related to the class content. But she's actually giving extra credit to students that ask someone out and take them on a date entirely through a more traditionalist viewpoint. I mean, like, that you ask them to their face, you take them out, and there's no, and she doesn't, like, she voids it if there's sexual contact or that kind of stuff. But her point is, she wants people to start interacting with human beings again. And it's
so
just,
we gotta bribe people to date.
Yeah, basically. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's really nuts. Anyway, Frank, great call as always. We're going to come right back.
Yeah,
maybe you've got observations about this. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Is it true that we've lost that skill? Stay with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We are live from New York, just like we are every Saturday. It's Radio Night Live. My name is Kevin McCullough, and we're coming right back.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What it needs. Call now.
So glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Kind of a big day news-wise for a Saturday at least. Earlier today in Houston, the life of Barbara Bush was remembered. And just a really, I don't know, very stirring thing. Now, for those of you watching on Biz TV, I want to take a second on the picture that Nick has put on the screen right there. This was from 2 days ago. And for those of you by way of radio that can't see it, let me just describe. It is the church where Barbara Bush's service was held today, but it was an empty moment of when the casket had been first moved in there. And George H.W. Bush is at the kind of foot of the stage, just looking up at Barbara's casket with their only daughter. And it's a very sweet picture. And what surprised people about that was that not only did H.W. show up to be there, but then he stayed. And as people came to give their condolences or pay their last respects to Barbara's casket, you couldn't get near it. It was up on the stage and it was roped off. He sat right down at the front, very accessible. And for every child and person that came by and said whatever they wanted to say, he shook their hand and thanked them for coming. And, you know, there's a certain degree. I've got this column coming out tonight on townhall.com at midnight tonight that deals with kind of the uniqueness of what President Trump has brought to office. And his the disruption factor that he brings with him, I really think, is a gift for our times. It is recalculating almost everything within the political universe, kind of knocking it on its head and saying, hey, we're going to consider doing it differently, which I don't have a problem with. I think it's actually good. But when I was listening to Jeb eulogize his mom today, there was a big piece of some of what I remember missing from people like the Bushes. And it's not that that either Bush president were very perfect. In fact, H.W. was, to me, far inferior to Ronald Reagan. And George W. Bush was probably my third or fourth choice in the initial race that he ran, the year that he ran against several guys that were far more conservative than him. Pardon me, I'm sipping tea tonight, trying to keep the vocal cords warm. But the at the end of the day, there was always a sense of dignity that both the father, Bush the father, and George W. carried with them when they were in the presidency that we lost a good deal of, I felt like, when President Obama came around. And the idea that they were always the servant of the people seemed to be something that they were kind of had drilled into them from the time that they were young kids. And if you listen to what Jeb had to say about his childhood growing up today in his mother's eulogy, it was really clear that Barbara was the one that came from. In fact, Nick, if we have a chance, let's take a bit of that. I kind of threw that on the control room unexpectedly, but I was very genuinely moved by it. It was a very from the heart kind of speech that that you've come to kind of expect from the Bushes whenever they do speak publicly. Nick, do we have the do we have it ready to go? Let's try it one more time.
Their love was a constant in our lives. My dad is a phenomenal letter writer, and he would write Mom on their wedding anniversaries, which totaled an amazing 73 years. Here's one of them written on January 6, 1994. Will you marry me? Oops, I forgot we did that 49 years ago. I was very happy on that day in 1945, but I'm even happier today. You have given me joy that few men know. You have made our boys into men by bawling them out and then, right away, by loving them. You've helped Darrell be the sweetest, greatest daughter in the whole wide world. I have climbed perhaps the highest mountain in the world, but even that cannot hold a candle to being Barbara's husband. Mom used to tell me, "Now, George, don't walk ahead." Little did she know I was only trying to keep up with Barbara Pierce from Rye, New York. I love you. The last time my mom went into the hospital, I think Dad got sick on purpose so that he could be with her. That's my theory, at least, because literally a day later he showed up with an illness. He came into her room and when she was sleeping and held her hand. His hair was standing straight up. He had on a mask to improve his breathing. He was wearing a hospital gown. In other words, he looked like hell. Mom opened her eyes and said, "My God, George, you are devastatingly handsome." Every nurse, doctor, staffer had to run to the hallway because they all started crying. I hope you can see why we think our mom and our dad are teachers and models for our entire family and for many others. Finally, the last time I was with her, I asked her about dying. Was she ready to go? Was she sad? Without missing a beat, she said, "Jeb, I believe in Jesus and he is my Savior. I don't want to leave your dad, but I know I'll be in a beautiful place. Mom, we look forward to being with you and Robin and all of God's children. We love you."
Yeah. There's something very sweet about that. Just that kind of honesty. But you can tell that Barbara Bush was someone that, she had strong principles and really, wanted to make sure that her kids understood them. And I can imagine having George W. as a son, a little bit of a wild card, a little bit of a guy that, didn't always think the rules applied to him. But at the end of the day, learned what she was trying to get across throughout his entire childhood. So America bids her adieu. If you weren't with us in the first hour, I just wanted to remind you of this. Barbara Bush, only one of two women in all of American history to both be married to a president and to then give birth to a son that would become president. And from that standpoint, maybe one of the most influential people that live in American history. Abigail Adams being the other one. And you know how long ago that was, given that it was the very early stages of America's history when that happened previously. Kevin McCullough, we've got a lot that we want to make sure you're aware of each day. So come to our website, TheBingeThinker.com, and also join the social media. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, got Instagram, got all that stuff going on, and look forward to connecting with you there as well. Next week, Kristen Tate will join us in the Ladies Lounge. Looking forward to that. And when we come back here, some final thoughts from me on Radio Night Live on this very special week. Don't go away. Live from New York.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
So glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough live from New York Radio Night Live. And thanks to all the great radio stations up and down the dial to take us. Was just looking at social media and WPG's out there saying, hey, here's what Kevin's listening talking about. Join him right now. See, it's those great partners that make it worthwhile for us to be able to get into your house and life every Saturday night. And we're grateful for that opportunity. I also want to say thank you to Ashley Papa for joining us and for the people that have called and participated in the broadcast tonight. I wanted to end with this story because I had thought about doing this story as a phone topic, and I couldn't bring myself to do it because I'm too angry about it, but it makes for a good closer. This week in the state of Illinois, state Democrats have decided that they are going to change what happens on school campuses. Now, this is happening across the country. You expect, in light of the Parkland shooting and a couple of other things, that you're gonna find that there's going to be states taking an increased interest in how the schools in their state conduct themselves. So I would be expecting states to be making changes to the campuses that their schools have. In fact, I wrote a piece about 6 weeks ago, right after the Parkland shooting, and I said, if we want to end school shootings overnight, we'll adopt these six principles. And they're easy to do, and they don't cost anything. And every school could do them, like, tomorrow. So I was kind of hoping there would be schools wanting to do something that would begin to change the dynamic so that you could end the school shooting phenomenon. Well, I'm not sure that the Illinois legislature kind of figured it out. Because the Democrats in that legislature, which I believe control the legislature, have made a proposal. Now, you don't have to do my things to fix school shootings. I will admit, I'm not all-knowing on it. But I do have to, at least on some level, some common sense. And when I saw what they were suggesting to be done, I was, I just had a brief moment of insanity while I screamed out loud, a loud yawp where no one could hear me. Because the Democrats in the state of Illinois are suggesting the following. They will give more state money to every school within their state borders if the school does the following. Kick out armed police officers that may be on campus and replace them with unarmed psychologists. So, let me understand. In the era of school shootings, the legislature in the state of Illinois is actually telling their school campuses, we'll give you more money if you make your kids more vulnerable for the next school shooting. There's some weird thought in their head that says, if they have an armed police officer on campus, they must be in greater danger than if they have a psychologist? I can see that going down now. The next gunman shows up to start shooting. The psychologist comes up behind him, starts whispering in his ear. Do you have mommy issues? Do you need to talk? Can you come to my office? Yeah, that would last about 3 seconds before he turns around and blasts her in the face. You want some dead psychologists and more dead school students? Do what Illinois is doing. Crazy. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next Saturday. Have a great one.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.